Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
This is Castology, the podcast where we listen to podcasts and review podcasts and recommend podcasts, because how else are you going to discover what podcasts you want to listen to? I'm one of your castologists, Ainsley Weber, here with regular co-host
Nick Blicker
and special guest co-host castologist
Asabi Goodman.
Hello, Asabi. How are you
going? Hi, I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. Now, I just want to like put it way up front here at the top of the episode that we're recording this at the opposite end of the day than we usually do. This
is it's fucking weird.
It's very early in the morning.
Yeah, by my
very
request.
Early, I mean about 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too early.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Look, that was my fault. I was like, I have a whole day planned. Can we do it early? And I'll shout everyone a chai latte. That was everyone's choices.
Yes, thank you.
And I came through. Are they actually good, by the way?
It's from one of my favorite cafes. Yes, okay, good. Yes.
Very sweet. I forget that that's what chai latte is.
Yeah, they are sweet. I've had sweeter, but I mean, this one's good for me.
Okay, thank God. Because I was like, honestly, if you said it was shit, I would have been in the cafe immediately.
I would have thrown it back on you. Yeah. It is that kind of morning.
And it's so cold, so it's okay. So that's all
right. This gift chai is not good enough.
Yes.
Okay, so what we do here is we recommend a podcast, and then we'll go back and we'll recommend the podcast we recommended last week. Asabi is in the fine position of not having recommended a podcast last week. So
no, yay.
We get to smack talk Shane, who was our last guest castologist. I guess we'll jump straight into the recommendation. Oh, no, before we start, Asabi, what kind of podcast do you like?
What
do you listen to?
In all honesty, my podcast choices are quite random. I mean, I listen to things from celebrities like RuPaul, and I think that's the only celebrity I listen to. But actually, I tend to listen to podcasts that are, God, I hate this word, are more woke, if you will, and podcasts that sort of deal with diversity in America. So I am American, and it's
really?
Kind of, I know, no shocking, way. Right? It's my way to stay connected to my home country.
Right,
I do. It's pointed at you under the table. Do
and
not
that's why
move.
You're here. No, that's right. Cool. I mean, we are also a big fan of the more woke podcasts. Mm. We have yet to recommend a right-wing podcast.
Do that, though, I'm sure.
Should we do that as a topic?
Please, no.
We should. That's the thing. I would love to. I love talking to the alt-right. I mean, I just find them fascinating, and I've been that way ever since I was a child. Like, I've had conversation with Klansmen, you know, because I'm just curious, really,
It was in the early days, it was one of the biggest problems I had with going through the slush pile of podcasts that are submitted to us. Is just like, please don't submit a Nazi podcast to me, please. But I don't think we're going to have any Nazi podcasts today.
Not today.
Now, you have podcasts of your own.
I do, yes. So I host two podcasts of my own. One is called Shuffology, and it's a music-based podcast where there's three hosts, and we discuss music. So we pick a theme each week, and then we find songs related to that theme, and we discuss those songs, delve into a little bit of the history about them, why we like them, and hopefully we're introducing new music to some of our listeners. And then my other podcast is actually one of my favorite types of podcast. It's called Wine and Sympathy, and it's basically a conversational podcast. So it's hosted by me and my good mate, Vanessa Bristow, and we invite guests onto the show to talk about the things that they're doing. So our guests range from actors to limousine company owners to doctors. It's just whoever we know.
And you drink wine.
And we drink lots of wine. Yes.
How fucking good.
Yes. Yes. Lots and lots of wine.
Okay. Well, let's start with Nick's podcast pick?
So my recommendation this week is The Crisis. I think it's just The Crisis, but it's a Vice News podcast. So The Crisis is a show that goes into the, I guess it's kind of the fight for the environment and who controls it. And at the center of it are two coal miners who were murdered. And this sort of investigates that, but also the wider sort of reaches of what the like US, I guess US coal mines and environmental like or organizations, like the lengths that they go to implant themselves across the world. So this one happens, it centers around Colombia. Now, one of the things that I really, really like about this show is that it's actually got two versions, but it's got all of it in English and it's got all of it in Spanish. So it's actually
cool.
The thing that kind of caught my eye was that it's more accessible than podcasts that I've seen before. And at the top of the show where it says, so the very first episode, they make a note saying there is a lot of Spanish language in this, but that won't take away from your experience. It'll only enhance your experience. Whether you speak Spanish or not, it might even do more for that for those listeners. But I found this a really fascinating one because I haven't really attached myself to much of, you know, environmental or climate podcasts. I tend to just let Zane do all the work, and I'm like, this is good, this is great. But this one, it's not just about the environment. It is very much about like the Colombian Civil War, which you learn about as well. Honestly, I have no idea about that. I'm an idiot. But there's also just obviously lots and bits and pieces that sort of make up.
So is it a like a fixed run podcast that kind of takes this one starting off point and follows through? Or is it kind of like we started here and now we're going through Colombian environmental issues and civil war?
It's very much it's interesting because it sort of focuses on like Colombian and US unions and how what kind of influence they have and don't have, and then it sort of goes into like investigating the actual murder of these coal miners and then what how do I say this? See, this is too fucking early. but how, like all these just sort of different strands of US and Colombian organizations putting themselves into this.
So it's not building up a story.
It's telling the story.
And then it follows different trails.
Okay. But yeah, I don't think it's going beyond. I think this is it. Like it's a fixed 6-episode show.
Yep.
And I found it incredibly interesting. I also I am all for accessibility when it comes to this sort of stuff, and the fact that they've actually gone and made like a Spanish spoken version of this. I think that's unreal. So
it is a kind of a burgeoning trend for particularly popular podcasts to have a different language
that's
stream
amazing.
Of the same. But yeah, I think that's something that is going to increase as. I mean, just to increase accessibility. Like, there's so many people that speak Spanish or speak French or speak Indonesian that, you know, you want to.
And I guess it
access.
Makes sense with this podcast because it is set in a Spanish speaking country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would make sense too.
And I do agree that, like, the at the top of the show, they say that it enhances it. And I think it does because it really does put you on the ground as well. I mean, I don't understand a lick of Spanish, but I did have a go.
Well, I've done 90 straight days
on Duolingo.
We'll see how much I understand.
I was going to say, for those people who are studying Spanish, check it out.
This is honestly, it probably is really good to learn Spanish, but I have no fucking idea. Anyway, it's called The Crisis from Vice News.
Excellent. Well, if it's okay with Asabi, I'm going to go next.
Yes, please do.
I'm recommending the Monk Debates podcast. Now, I've recommended a debate podcast before. This is slightly different in format in that it's kind of a bit more linked to current events, but also it has kind of two streams. So it has like a supporter stream that you get kind of a taste of in the regular podcast stream, but then it also has the debates, which are fully available on the podcast. So it's an extension of basically like main stage events. It's created by iHeartMedia iHeartRadio as well as Sorry, I need to get my notes up here.
See, it's early.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can't be held responsible for not doing my research properly.
It's someone else's fault. All the time.
Well, today
blame Obama.
So the live events are done by the Monk Foundation and Attica Productions, and then the podcast is supported by iHeartRadio. And yeah, so they have lots of very interesting things and very diverse topics as well. It's not always political like the debate podcast that I've brought up before. They've done things like We Are Not Alone in the Universe, and then they get actual experts from the field to basically give a TED talk on why they think one side of this argument, and then the other gets a chance to answer to that, and then they kind of go on, and it's very civilized. It's not very combative. And then it just lets the audience make up their mind at the end.
That's pretty cool.
So, like a couple of topics are get ready for a big long-term surge in inflation, yes or no. Oh, we're not alone in the universe. There is no credible military defense of Taiwan in the face of Chinese aggression. There's a big
that's
one.
Probably true.
Mm. Plato, not Aristotle, is ancient Greece's greatest philosopher. So it's very diverse, very interesting. And then the members only basically pick three big issues, and then the moderator of the events and a couple of journalists basically deep dive into what this means. So it's kind of a current affairs podcast as well. I found it very informative.
How come it's called the monk debates? Is there a reason for that?
I believe the Monk Foundation is basically the estate of a person called Monk.
Oh,
right.
And
okay.
So the Monk Foundation started these debate events, which became a podcast.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Because I'm thinking, is there a monk involved?
Well, I will say it's spelled,
when does he talk?
It's spelled M-U-N-K.
Oh,
not M-O-N-K.
Monk. Not, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, they're pronounced the same.
So that's what I'm recommending. I really enjoy it. This is kind of my wheelhouse, though. Science and history. So, Asabi.
Yes.
What are you recommending this
week?
Oh,
this top podcast. actually, I do believe it is. It's called MuggleCast, and it is probably one of the oldest podcasts out there. It's been going for about 15 years now.
Holy shit.
It was one of the first podcasts, and I've been listening to it since it started. It was born out of the MuggleCast website, which was, I think, the very first Harry Potter fan
I was going to say, that's one
website.
I remember it being one of the biggest ones.
Yes, it was one of the biggest ones. It was started by Emerson Spartz, I think his name was, or is, he's still alive. And he was only 11 years old when he started the website. And so that website, in the craze of Harry Potter back in the late 90s, was kind of the go-to place for all of your Harry Potter information. Me being a huge Harry Potter fan, that was where I would always go. And you could find fan fiction, you could find little articles about things, you could learn upcoming information about what was happening in the Harry Potter world. So they discussed the books, and then the movies came out. And then 15 years ago, these kids, because they were like 14, 15 at that time, they decided to start a podcast because it was like the new thing.
Yeah.
And so they created this podcast where they talk about different topics relating to the Harry Potter books and films. The podcast is weekly now. I think for a while they cut back to maybe monthly or every fortnight, but they've since started a Patreon and they get sponsorships so they can put the podcast on weekly. And it's kind of funny to listen to them because, I mean, I've been listening to them since they were kids and they're now in their 30s. And they're still doing this, you know. So it's, I enjoy listening to it. Like, I drive a lot as a freelance musician. So when I'm on long drives, this is what I put on in the car, and it keeps me up to date with what's going on with the film. So they've moved into the Fantastic Beasts franchise and they talk about that. They get access to actors, to directors. They haven't had J.K. Rowling on ever. I don't know if they ever will now. But for the Harry Potter fan and anyone who loves that Wizarding World universe, this is a great podcast to listen to.
I'm very interested in what content they produce weekly about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's one movie every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
How do they...
Yeah. Well, there's lots of... when the books were still coming out, there were lots of theories about things, right? Fair, of like what's going to happen. And you can spend an hour debating one theory or discussing one theory. So they talk about different theories. They talk about outlying characters that you may only hear the name of. They talk about people who are doing things in relation to the wizarding world. So there's a book that's just come out, which is kind of like the witch wizard book in the novels, which explains every single character in the wizarding world. Oh, so there's so they talk about the illustrated editions that come out. They talk about the actors. They recently did an episode where they talked about those people who were adults when the books first came out and how they dealt with being a fan and going to the midnight parties as adults when they're surrounded by all these kids, you know. And
awkward is how they felt.
Yeah. I didn't feel awkward because I went to those midnight parties.
Queen of the Harry Potter fans.
And no one, like, I never felt that anyone was looking at me like, where are your kids? Never cared. A recent episode they did discussed what things they would change, like what plot holes they saw, what things didn't make sense to them. You know, like one of the hosts was like, I wish that, you know, when they show the kids outside of school, they're wearing just regular modern clothes. Why aren't they wearing robes? Yeah. You know, but then there's sometimes, because these kids have been so immersed in it for so long, half their lives pretty much, they miss some things, you know, like there was no discussion like in that particular case. Well, what if they're muggle born? Yeah. You know, if you're muggle born, you're not going to be wearing robes all the time. You're going to wear normal clothes. So
I don't know. If I had the choice of just wearing robes all the time, I might do
really?
It.
They do look pretty lush. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes.
That's the thing. Like, you know, if I wasn't living in like a tropical climate, I might just wear a cloak all the time.
I grew up singing in choirs where I had to wear robes. I did not enjoy it. So, I don't know.
Nick, so are you a Harry Potter fan?
I am. I've read all the books and watched all the movies and all that sort of stuff. I could not attach myself to the Fantastic Beasts stuff. Lots of issues there, but that's beside the point. I do really love Harry Potter though, because we all grew up with it. Like, I remember getting the first book when I was 9.
Oh my God, you're so young.
And everyone says that. I'm 30. Like,
I'm a grown man.
I'm getting up there. But the thing is, I think like Harry Potter to me is very much I can remember where I was reading the book. You know, like I remember reading The Prisoner of Azkaban in my garden. Like, I just sat in this random little spot in the garden. Dad was like, what are you doing in the garden? I was like, I don't know, it's just nice here. He's like, okay.
That's so cool.
He would always be a book ahead of me. So Dad would always be like reading a book and then be like, oh, he can't wait for you to read The Goblet of Fire. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't finished Prisoner yet, Dad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got an attachment to Harry Potter. So yeah. I know of Muggle Cast as well. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
So they've had over 500 episodes that they've recorded.
Fuck no.
Yeah. So they've...
Is that including Patreon? Because I've got a listing here that says 463 since August 9, 2006.
Well, they had their 500th episode celebration. So Patreon may be behind because they... I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. So I'm looking at their RSS feed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they probably have bonus episodes and whatever.
That's possible.
Cool. All right. Well, those are our recommendations. So we'll touch on them again next week. But let's go back to times before now where Asabi was no longer with us and we had
dead.
I hadn't been born yet.
Asabi did not exist in the castology verse. to the podcast we recommended last week, I would like to start with... Well, let's start with Shane's because let's get that out of the way and tend to that. So Shane recommended Back to One. Now, Back to One is a podcast. Basically, it's no-nonsense actors talking about acting. It's from Filmmaker Magazine, hosted by Peter Rinaldi. And it's basically one working actor per episode just talking the work. So it's not kind of like celebrity podcasts of like, oh, what is it like to go to A-list parties? Or like, what's your relationship with Chris Evans or whatever.
That sort of stuff comes up. I don't know. I've only listened to one episode. I mean, but they, in talking about their experience, they do talk about who they've worked with, or
but it's not like
it's not a name dropping sort of thing. They're not pulling a Randy Jackson.
Yeah. So what did you think?
I thought it was great. So as an actor, I did not know this podcast existed, and it's definitely one that I will subscribe to and listen to, because it, just from the one episode that I listened to, you get a lot of insight into what it's like to be on set, what it's like to work with different personalities. There are also episodes where the host, who is largely involved in film, he's spent time with an entire cast, like a theater cast, to get an understanding of the rehearsal process and how they go through to prepare for a character. So for any actor, any aspiring actor, I think this is a great podcast to listen to, just to get an understanding of what sort of things you need to go through, or to get some insight into how you can improve your own skills.
So I think
it's great.
Nick?
Yeah, look, I think for me, when I was listening to it, I was like, this feels kind of like it's a bit of a satire sometimes, because it's so serious.
Acty way.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I'm not going to hold it against it. I was like, is this kind of like a satirical take on, like...
You wish it was. You know? Wish this was the...
Are you trying to say that acting is not a real job?
Look, I can't do it. So I believe in all y'all that can do it. So, but look, I think the thing that really struck me with it is that it really does go deeper. It's not a surface level thing. It really is about the craft, which I thought was super interesting. I did actually listen to another episode yesterday, which was the Clancy Brown episode, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, because the thing that strikes me of it is that he spoke less of the surface level things of being involved in production, and you get a lot of insight into behind the scenes about their own craft, their preparation, what they take seriously, what they don't take seriously. Yep. And I think the other thing that stands out for me for this show is that it doesn't really pull big guests. Like the guests on here are not, you know, like you've got Chris Evans, you've got, you know, ex actor who's been in every whatever. For me, I think that is where the appeal lies, because they're not going to be like name dropping. They're not going to be sitting there being like, oh, you know, we were in tropical North Queensland shooting with Michael Douglas, and you're like, okay, like big fucking whoop. This one is very much about going kind of into their own backstories and what they've learned about their craft. And I thought it was really fascinating in that way, because this is stuff that I probably haven't really heard, and the only time you probably really would is on maybe a behind the scenes sort of thing, like featurette on the old, you know, DVDs.
That's what I really liked about it, was the way it stripped away the celebrity and the sheen of like, ooh, movies, movie magic. We don't know how they're made.
Yeah.
And it just really kind of presented these actors as people doing a job and how they do it, and like how they are successful and how they find worth in the job. And I think that's really the important thing for, like, particularly actors listening to it, is just like some people want to be actors to be famous. They want to be the Brad Pitt, the Chris Evans, etc. They want to be the A-list, and some people just really like the craft. And I think this is you get so much exposure to the, like, celebrity aspects of acting.
Yeah.
This is a really great exposure to the craft
work side of it.
So yeah, I really like this one. I think I've definitely subscribed to this one. All right, well, let's move on to let's go my recommendation, which was Squanderlust, which is a really fun title to say. So this is basically Martha Lawton is a money coach and former financial advisor who basically talks to guests and experts about the emotional and kind of the real life aspects of finance and money. So what did you think?
Isn't money coach and financial advisor just the same thing?
Financial advisor tells you what to do with your money and, like, does the transfers for you. A money coach is like, okay, you need to get a second job, or, like, you no longer need a second job. What you need is to,
okay, that makes sense.
Like a life coach, basically.
Cool. So, that makes sense.
Like, the best way to use your money, as opposed to just stick it here.
Yeah.
They kind of give you the why.
Yeah. Financial advisor is like, these are the stocks that we are going to be purchasing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And a money coach would help you to make that determination on your own.
Look, I think this is honestly it's a handy show. I thought it was a bit weird that it seemed to have stopped and then started and then stopped again, and it's like, have they run out of things to talk about? I think the thing that I took out of it was that I felt like I kind of heard this before, which was from She's on the Money, I'm pretty sure it was the one. I got lots of sort of parallels to that. Not saying that this is a bad show, but I was like, oh, I feel like I've kind of heard a fair bit of this content before. I think the thing that stands out for me is the fact that they actually do talk about the emotions involved in money and talking about money and what you do with your money and how people, like how people interpret, you know, others spending and all this other stuff. And I think that that is the hook that I really appreciated when I was listening to this, because when they started talking about money stuff, I'm like, all right, well, I've kind of heard about this before on other financial shows that I've listened to, so it doesn't offer me much new. But the emotional side of things, I think, is really strong here. So, and also it helps, I think, that both of the hosts are really, really fun to listen to. Like, it's just, it's very lighthearted for something that talks about, like, things that are quite heavy, like emotional, like emotional, like finance, financial emotion, just made that up. Like, it can be a tough topic to talk about. And I think they do a very good job of handling that in a very light way and not making sort of fun of these sort of emotions. They do take that seriously. So, yeah, look, it's not a bad show, but I feel like I have heard it before.
Yeah. I will say this is a listener submission. So this was submitted to us. And I believe the pausing and the whatever was they were doing it independently and now they're doing it with a studio.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And also, of course, COVID.
Yeah,
it makes it difficult.
Naturally.
But yeah, I think the reason I like this one was just because it kind of like it's literally there to strip away the kind of taboo around money.
Yes.
Because that's money's still something that we don't like to talk about. Particularly specifics of money. Just like, oh, I'm doing okay. It's like, what does that mean?
And I think it's, so I didn't actually listen to the episode, but just in scrolling through and seeing what it's talking about, as you said, money is a very taboo subject in our society. So this type of podcast is a good one to, for those people who have a fear of discussing it with someone, it's a good way to learn what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. And I think one of the episodes, I can't remember which one it was actually, because I listened to it a few weeks ago, but when you talk to, I think that there's the fear that comes across with talking about money is when some people talk down to you about how you spend your money.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think people don't want to be spoken down to. They don't want to be treated like an idiot because they bought, you know, a skateboard, for example, which I did. But beside the point, but like,
could
I don't
you
like,
afford the skateboard?
Probably not.
Well, no, but I mean,
totally worth it. But people don't want to be treated like idiots because they've spent the money how they wanted to spend it. And I think that's an interesting thing.
I think the episode you're talking about is Money Shame.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
Very good episode.
Yeah, that was a great episode. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed that. But yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, that was Squanderlust. So let's go finally to Nick's recommendation.
My recommendation is Power, the Maxwells. Now, I can't remember if I mentioned this on the previous episode. When I recommended this, I actually hadn't listened to it because
you did mention it, and that's why I forgave you immediately when
Thank you.
Listened to it.
So Power of the Maxwells is a show about Ghislaine Maxwell and her father. Now, for those that aren't aware, Ghislaine Maxwell and her father and the Maxwells really are just massive pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into this, you'll probably go, yep, I know that the people central to this story are pieces of shit. The difference here is that it explores Ghislaine's father, Robert, and how much of a piece of shit he was. I love saying piece of shit.
I've noticed.
And one of my favorite things is that I think there's a few ad breaks in the show as well that really, really want to punch home the fact that Maxwell, the fucking Robert Maxwell is a piece of shit. But this goes into his history and whether that influenced how Ghislaine acted. And again, for those where Ghislaine Maxwell is Jeffrey Epstein's like alleged partner in crime. Actually,
right hand
100% is a partner in crime.
Yeah.
But yes, what do we think?
Well, I'm happy because my contribution to this will be really short. I had no idea who, I didn't even know how to pronounce her name, Ghislaine Maxwell Ghislaine. Was. I was just like, Ghislaine, what is this? Jeffrey Epstein, I have heard of.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, thanks. Was that your Siri?
my watch pulled a Liz because Liz is to the same.
Oh, nice. I don't pay attention to this sort of stuff. I could care less. And when I saw what it was, I was like, oh, yeah, nope. not my thing. I don't care. Like, why would you want to know about this person's dad? Like, apparently, what does it say? There's a thing that says that his legacy is still being felt today. I don't feel his legacy. I don't know who he is. I don't care who he is. So this is definitely not a podcast that I will be listening to.
That's probably a healthy response to this podcast, Asabi, because, I mean, it's basically rich people acting badly.
Right? I don't care.
And while, like, I know who Ghislaine Maxwell is and, like, I've listened to the Jeffrey Epstein podcast and whatever, this podcast, while I didn't, like, I would have been interested in it just based on the content, the presentation is almost unbearable. It is presented in, like, an E! News documentary style.
Oh, that's annoying.
Coming back to kind of like a narrator who's like overly interested in what's going on, and then this happened.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it does have some cutbacks to like first-hand material and recordings, but I found the presentation like just and kind of the sensationalism of the acting poorly just kind of made me uncomfortable. So I got through two episodes, but I don't think I'm going to go back to this one.
Yeah. Like I said, full disclosure, when I'd read, I was like, oh, shit, this could potentially be interesting. Because the only reason that I was interested in it was because I think it's more along the lines of Ghislaine's association with like the spy networks, which I thought this is what it would go into. So I recommended it being like, this is 100% what's going to happen. Fucking spies and shit. And then I was honestly horribly wrong when I actually listened to it. And I was like, well, fuck, I can't change the recommendation now. So yeah, honestly, probably one of the worst recommendations that I've ever given. And Asabi, I'm really sorry. That's no, because you haven't listened to
it.
You know
what? I think I was listening to the Clancy Brown episode back to one, and my finger accidentally hit something and it changed. And I was like, what the hell is this? And that's what it was. And I was like, no. And I stopped it quickly and went back to one.
Bullet dodged. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, those are our reviews of last week's podcast. So let's just go over the podcast that we recommended this week. Asabi, your first recommendation was
MuggleCast.
So that's a 14-year-long
roughly Harry 14, 15 Potter year
podcast. Nick,
I recommended The Crisis,
and I recommended the Monk Debates podcast. So join us next week where we will review those and recommend three brand spanking new podcasts with a theme next week. So look forward to that.
Hey, there's a theme? Oh, yeah, there is.
Just for scary. Next
it's literally
week.
The theme.
Yeah, I know. I was about to say, I looked at that theme and I went, I have no idea.
All right. Well, I've been Zane C. Weber here with
Nick Bleeker
and
Asabi Goodman.
And keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
What we do here is go back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
With another episode of
James. They might not know who we are yet.
Oh, right. This is a promo. Well, I'm James.
And I'm Matt.
And together, we're the Bros and Brews podcast.
We're coming at you every week with worldly discussions, an art meets life questions podcast.
What three albums would you take to a deserted island?
How comfortable are you with sex and sexuality?
Is it ethical to have children?
What actually makes a great actor?
We use our personal experiences, the craft of acting, and pop culture as a springboard to discuss everything.
From uncomfortable truths, demonized issues, and problems often swept under the rug.
But don't worry. We have fun along the way.
Come join us for our weekly check-in.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.